Ann Killian of the San Francisco Chronicle joins us. Ann, how are you?
Hey, Ann.
I'm great, and I don't know what happens if the ball hits a seagull. I think it's part of play.
I would think so. I would think. What about the seagulls? How about when you're watching at home and all of a sudden on your screen, a seagull goes right across your screen. It's right out of The Birds. It's right out of Alfred Hitchcock.
That's
isn't
right.
it amazing?
That's right.
Yeah, it is, especially how they just, know and they show up. And when a game goes into extra innings, they're there. they're irritated because they're not scheduled to eat at that time. So, yeah, it's funny. It's part of the quirkiness and charm of AT&T, unless you get bombed by a seagull, I guess.
Well, Dwayne has been all over that, and that's his cause, because it does happen to people. That you don't want to get the seagulls angry. That's the whole thing. Get them in and get them out. A few garlic fries and get them out of here.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of excitement around this ball club. Now, this is a franchise. They won in 10. They won in 12. There's something about, put it together for me, there's something about this club, the fact that they've won before and the way they're winning now. There's something special going on, at least the feel at the park.
Yeah, certainly feels, you don't want to jinx anything and you don't want to, get too caught up in the even year thing. But there's definitely a feeling about this team that feels oddly similar. It's reminiscent of those other teams, just like last night, what happened. I mean, you get a strikeout, but Pagan still gets on base. Once he got on base, you kind of felt like, well, I can see what's going to happen here. That it almost feels like something good is going to happen. And I think what this team has that maybe last year's team didn't have quite as much is just that never quit, doesn't matter if there's, you're down to your last strike in the bottom of the ninth or the top of the ninth, they're going to keep trying. And that's a quality that I don't know, if it comes from, It can be taken away, I think, by exhaustion, you have to have a certain amount of energy, I think, and that might have been what was missing a little bit last year. I just think this team is playing with so much confidence right now and just feels like they can win at any time in any way, and it doesn't really matter.
Hey, Ann, do you remember the goofy campaign the Giants ran? I say goofy, but it was just, I don't know, magic happens inside. Remember that whole deal? Do you believe that magic can happen in sports?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, whatever you want to call it, but it's magic. It's just like when people say chemistry doesn't matter. I just am like, really? Of course it matters. You can tell when a team has good chemistry, and chemistry breeds winning, and winning breeds chemistry, and it just cycles around and around, and then it starts to be something that we call magic. That was 2010 when magic happens inside.
Right.
And I just remember, it was Lincecum, singing a little song during the playoffs, "I've Got the Magic in Me." It was, really funny. It feels like magic. I mean, it feels like something you can't really quite explain, but you're seeing it happen. So, statisticians and sabermetrics people and everyone would, scoff at that. But I think it happens in sports all the time. It's just, something that just starts to happen, and you can't really logically explain all of it.
But it translates at the park to people out here, which is different even than in 10 and 12.
Yeah.
And look, Aubrey Huff, as nice as he was, we had a lot of fun with him. He had a sort of a sour side to him, what I mean?
Yeah.
And even in 12, as great as Posey is, there's a very quiet side to him. This club has life.
Yeah.
Pagan gives them life. Pence gives them life. Morse gives them life. Hudson gives them life. That's the difference for me. And then when you have that happening and you combine it with a great start, it's just different. Every season's different. Every season is a snowflake. Everything is different. This thing has life to it, and I think that's the difference for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of, in that way, it kind of feels a little bit more like 2010, because there are some big personalities and kind of this kind of crazy camaraderie. But you saw a little bit more in 10 when, guys showed up midway through the season and all of a sudden were contributing. 2012 was a little bit more of a serious kind of group with, Vogelsong and Posey were kind of the key factors there, and they're very serious kind of guys. But I think it's the mix, And then you've got, Bochy just, you know, he's the master of it, and he knows what buttons to push and how to kind of keep them going and you know, resting guys at the right time. And I mean, it's just, it is June. I mean, let's face it, it's June 7th, right? So we can't get too carried away, but, you know, when you look at the standings and you see that 9.5 game lead, it's like, wow. You know, this is, I think, not what necessarily anyone expected or predicted for, you know, mid-June.
Ann Killian here with us on KNBR 680. Hey, listen, I know that the PC thing to say is proud professionals. The Los Angeles Dodgers, they're proud professionals. There's no way they give up. But do you think that there's any point where they look at that lead that the Giants have on them and they just flat give up?
No.
No?
No, but I think they've got to be...
Or they go play. They're playing for contracts or for their stats.
Right, but I think it's discouraging. I mean, I do think a team, especially a team that really hasn't done that much in its history. I mean, they made the playoffs last year, but in recent history, they really haven't done much. And for them to be anointed the best team in baseball, for them to hear all this stuff, you know, to be picked to run away with the division, I mean, I think some of that does seep in, and then when it's not happening, I mean, they don't appear from, I mean, speaking as an outsider, they don't appear to be a very cohesive bunch. They don't have whatever we're seeing happen with the Giants. They seem to not have that. They have a lot of talent and a lot of egos. There's not enough positions on the field to get them all in there, and so there's got to be frustration both on a team-wide level that they're not performing and on a individual level for the guys, you know, who aren't getting as many as at-bats or who aren't producing or who have, you know, gotten into Mattingly's doghouse in some way. And, you know, you can tell I think it was 6 weeks ago he said something about, you know, them not putting in the, giving the full effort that they need to. And, yeah, I think I don't think give up, but I think frustration, and I think just as winning leads to great chemistry, not winning can lead to really bad chemistry and really, really, you know, making work not a fun place to come to. And so that kind of stuff can happen. I don't think anyone gives up, certainly not in June, but I think that frustration can take a toll. And, you know, are they banking on having the kind of run that they had last year? I mean, if so, that's absurd. But I kind of feel like, and Mattingly even said, you know, we can't turn it on and off. And I feel like this is a team that thinks, oh, you know, we'll turn it on, we're that talented, and it could be too late for them.
Yeah, that's the key. It could be too late. And when you got a ball club that's got to win 20 of 24 or 30 of 38 to get back in this thing.
They don't even play head-to-head until when? I mean, it's a long time, right?
Well, I think, they have one in July, then the rest. I think there's 9 games left, something like that.
Yeah, but it's late in the season, so they need to find a way to make up games. But they, you know, even when they win, the Giants win too. So right now, yeah, they've got to be frustrated.
That's what Vin Scully says. Up in San Francisco, you can't believe it. The Giants have won again.
He's been saying that a lot, hasn't he?
Hey, not bad. That was pretty good, Marty.
That wasn't bad at all.
Not bad. All right. Hey, Annie, thanks so much as always. We love having you on, and we'll see you here at the ballpark.
Thanks, Ann.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, that is Ann Killian of the Crown. She's terrific.
Job.